my leg. I run out to lay on it. And I was at a guy's garage, and it's all sand, so I start screaming the Lord. I get my arm out. We got the garage out. The whole garage is on fire. And
the whole garage is on fire?
Well, it's like 8 foot of fire. The gas shot both ways, like 8 feet. Toolbox, everything's burned. And went wide open to the walk-in clinic because I didn't have no money or insurance. And I walk in, and the lady says, "You need to go to the emergency room." I said, "No, y'all can take care of this." She's like, "You really need to go to the emergency room." The doctor come out and said, "Come on, I can't afford that. I just drove from over near there." He goes, "Go back there. We'll take care of it." So I go back there. She's
back where?
Into the room.
Oh, okay, not to the emergency room.
No. And she's putting stuff on. She said, "You really need to go to the emergency room." I said, "Look, God's going to heal this. He healed my brother's broke back." I told that story. I said,
First, they're probably thinking you're crazy, man.
Yeah, she's looking at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I said, "I just need something for the pain." She says, "Hold on." Comes back, says, "If you can get somebody to pick you up, we'll give you this shot." So give me this shot. I go home. It knocks me out. And I wake up, and my arm feels normal, but it was toast from here to here. And I had a prescription for Percodan or Percocet. So I was wondering if it, I'm like, should it be hurting? So I go back in, and she looks over and says, Monday to get the bandages changed. She looks over and says, "I know you're in pain." I said, "No, praise God, I got a miracle. I was wondering if it's supposed to hurt." She goes, so I go back and she's got this scar. She's cleaning this blue mush. And I'm just talking to her. She looks at me and says, "I know that's hurting you." I said, "What?" "I know that's hurting you." I said, "Give me the gauze." She says, "What?" I said, "Give me the gauze." She puts it in my hand. I stood up and I go like this in my arm. Yeah. The skin goes down. It's hanging this far. I'm on this mush. And I'm saying, "You see that? I wouldn't say God did something he didn't do. You see that?" She's shaking like this. And she runs out. And I'm like, "Oh, gosh, am I getting kicked out?" Push it all back up. She come back with the other nurse. I end up getting to pray with them every time I go in there. They couldn't believe it. And I run into this guy, and I pulled my bandage up. He says, "What happened?" He goes, "Man, you're going to be scarred for life." And it's Sid Carlton, local guy. I said, "No, there ain't going to be no scars. God already healed it." He looked at me like I was crazy, walked off. I'd never talked to him about God. Then I ran into him. As you can see, there's not a scar on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how it took him back. 6 months later, he wrecks on his four-wheeler, lands on his head, can't move. The ambulance comes, gets him. They take him, do an MRI. They send him for they did an X-ray. There's a cracked vertebrae. They sent him for an MRI. They sent him home, and he's in a lockdown neck brace. He calls me. Never been to the man's house. Go there. And he's telling me what happened, and he says, "Man, what happened with your arm, that's the real deal. Only God could do that. Could you pray for my neck?" And his fingers were numb. I said, "Sure, pray for his neck." Instantly, his feeling came back in his fingers. That Thursday, I go for the MRI results. The lady said, "You have a disc way out in your neck. We're going to have to operate." And then she takes the neck brace off, says, "Move your head side to side." He goes, "Totally." She goes, "I've never seen this before. See if you can move it up and down. Be careful." Because the way it was out, moving it up and down would not be possible. He looked straight up, straight down. Her eyes are this big. He stands up and says, "I don't need no operation. I'm out of here." Walks out, and a month later, fought in the Tough Man contest at the Civic Center.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, anyway, I seeing these things happen, and people that were not turning to God, but they're getting healed, and I prayed about it. I was like, "Lord, am I throwing your pearls to the swine?" And the Lord said, "No."
That comes from a scripture that says, "Cast ye not your pearls before swine."
Right.
In other words, you tell somebody something that's very sacred to you and God, and then they poo-poo it. You know, you're casting your pearls before swine. You wouldn't put pearls in the mud underneath pigs because they're just going to step on them. They're not going to think it's worth it. Okay.
So I was making sure I wasn't, because all these people were getting, they weren't serving God, and they're going to jail, some of them. And I was like, "Lord, should I be praying for these people?" And the Lord said, "They know I'm real. I healed them. They have the rest of their life to accept me. You could talk about them to me for the rest of their life. They know I'm real. Keep doing it." So I just kept doing it. And
was that audible, or was that just unction?
No, that was through a knowing.
No, yeah. I've had that too, I know.
Yeah, that's stronger than impression.
The hard time is knowing when he's spoken to you, or thinking, did I make that, is that just a feeling? Is it intuition, or is it absolute, you know?
Yeah, the knowing is like really strong. Impression's where he generally speaks, which is...
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
climb up high above the tree line, 'cause I wanna see your face. The mountains high and the valley steep, but you're waiting there in the clearing with fire in your eyes. Fire in your eyes. You wash me clean with clear, bright water running down my soul. You clothe me in the oil of laughter, and joy begins to take control. Fire in your eyes, like fire in your eyes. Strength, you give me strength, you lift my weary heart. You're the fire in my veins. Strength, you give me strength. You raise me up again. I will never be the same. Strength, you give me strength. You lift my weary heart. You're the fire in my veins. Strength, you give me strength. You raise me up again. I will.
So many years, have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears?
sunrise, waiting on the other side, on the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are, only moments from the break of dawn. All these promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet.
This is Donna True with True Reflections on Aging with Grace. Listen as I share a very important point with you concerning critical issues of the aging experience. Are you with someone whose memory is changing? You may be noticing fluctuations in a person's cognitive status. At times, you can easily detect the confusion, even though the person with the memory changes is in what appears to be denial. There is something else, and it's called anosognosia, a big word that simply means lack of insight. This is different from denial. You know the person is confused and forgetful at times, but they don't see that at all. In fact, we'll say you never told them what you are accusing them of forgetting. Tempers begin to flare. With caregiver education, you can learn how to better respond in a situation like this. Sometimes caregivers think their loved ones are faking it or being manipulative because they have such good company manners when they are in someone else's presence. How are they able to pull it together like that? The brain is an amazing organ, and they can pull it together for short periods of time. The 24/7 picture is very different from the short social visit. It's time.